Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 5th. You know what we always say, Happy Resurrection Day. I am so glad that you have joined me this morning as we fight against that, I don't know what it is in us that wants to be negative and wants to think, oh my goodness, I have so much to do. Lord, help us on this day of rest to reconnect with you, to be mindful of who you are, and to just enjoy your presence today. It is Sunday, so we're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 10 today. Ethan McVeigh is going to be preaching, so we look forward to that treat, while Wayne is away in South Africa with the mission team. And then after we read Deuteronomy, we're going to go over to the Proverbs and submit once more to the wisdom that is there. Let's start in Deuteronomy chapter 8. The title in the NIV says, "Do not forget the Lord." And then there's two words to begin this passage, which are actually the sermon title. Be careful. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you." Oh, let's go ahead and read verse 11 too, because it's kind of a bookend. The two words that begin this verse also began verse 1. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, and His decrees that I am giving you this day. What stuck out to you in this passage? Was it the admonition to remember how the Lord has led you in your life, just as He led the Israelites out of the wilderness? Maybe it was the fact that God tests us. He says here, in these 40 years that the Israelites were in the desert, He humbled them. He tested them to know what was in their hearts. Oh Lord, we pray that you would make our heart pure. And then He provided for them. He gave them manna, and He also gave them the reminder that we do not live on bread alone. What do we live on? This word that we come back to every day, the word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. There's so much here. I can't wait to hear what Ethan has to say about this passage. As I'm thinking about the children's sermon, the image that comes to my mind is one of a parent that is walking a child across a dangerous parking lot to the car. That parent is the Lord Jesus. It's our God. He holds us by the hand. He helps us to traverse all the different terrains, all the different dangers. He brings us to the car. He opens the door. He puts us in our car seat. If we're a little one, he buckles us in and he looks at us and he says, I love you. I want you to be careful. I care about you. I have disciplined you because I'm trying to protect you. And I've given you so much because I love you. All right, just one of those little pictures, those mind pictures that sometimes are helpful for me as I think about who God is for me. He is my Father. He loves me. He is leading me as I walk through life, and he's holding me by my hand. Let's move on over to the Proverbs now. Proverbs chapter 25, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 10. The title says, More Proverbs of Solomon. These are more Proverbs of Solomon, compiled by the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from silver, and a silversmith can produce a vessel. Remove wicked officials from the king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, Come up here, than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, do not betray another's confidence, or the one who hears it may shame you, and the charge against you will stand. Thank you for listening along as we have read together God's Word, going back to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want us to think about those two words, be careful. The Lord wants us to follow His commands so that we may live fruitful lives and that His promises will come true in our lives. Remember how the Lord has led you in the past? Take a moment to think about that. And then take a moment to reconnect your senses with who God is. Imagine Him as a parent, holding you by the hand, guiding you through life with His Word, lovingly embracing you and getting you where you need to go, speaking over you words of life. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we know that you love us as a parent. You want to guide us. You give us your word, which is like you giving us your hand. Help us, Lord, to hold it tightly. Thank you for never letting us go. And now may we join in the words that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.